Holy Gospel according to John 6:51 through 58. Jesus said, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." The Jews then disputed amongst themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" So Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, I live because of the Father. So whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate, but they died, and they died. But the one who eats this bread will live forever." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
So, please be seated. Pastor didn't have to record something this week because we have basically kind of some special guests that are going to tell about their early summer experiences in camp. So I'm going to invite the three... I'm not even going to call them children anymore because most of them are young adults. So I'm going to invite one child and two young adults up here to kind of tell of their experiences over at the Outlaw Ranch. So, do you guys want microphones or do you just want to stand there and tell? Okay, let's use the microphone, Callan. Callan over here first. And you girls can probably use that one since this is a test. So, I'm going to let this young man kind of start first since Tess has been reading, and we'll let kind of go from youngest to oldest. So, Callan, tell them about your experiences at Outlaw Ranch.
So, every day you would have this, word, and this week was made to be. So, every day you would have a word, and it would be, made to be authentic or made to be courageous. And every day you would try to live up to that expectation of the word. So every day you would try to be either authentic or graceful or that stuff.
And what was your favorite part?
Probably riding the horses.
And did you guys stay in a posh motel or tents?
We stayed in little cabins with little bunk beds. Sometimes you can have little lofts.
And how many people were in your cabin?
Six.
And were they girls or boys?
Boys.
Okay. Sometimes you have to pressure people to finish all the stories. Is there anything else you want to add? Was there anything that you remember that you will take with you other than the words of the days? Is there anything you would sit there and want to tell anybody about that was thinking about going to camp?
Probably meeting all the friends that were there.
Okay.
All the people who were, really nice to you. Your camp counselor is probably going to be awesome because they're all awesome. So I think it's a really good experience.
Ellie, would you like to go next and tell your experiences?
Sure. Yeah. So when we got there on the first day, you would, just drop off your stuff somewhere. They separate everybody into different cabins. The girls are in with a girl counselor, and the boys are with another boy counselor. Some of the counselors are very, very goofy. Like my counselor, her name was Bethany, and she was just very fun. She followed the rules, but it was more just like, hey, don't break the rules, and we won't have a problem. But I just liked, she was a very fun counselor to have. And like Callan said, my favorite part was usually during worship, we would sing some songs, and my favorite was The Rock, because everybody would sing it really loud, and you felt really connected with everybody, because just joining with the music.
And how many people were in your cabin?
Six or eight.
Yeah,
some cabins had six, some cabins had eight. So all the horses have names, and I got to ride Woody. That's the name of the horse. He's brown and white. Another thing that you got to do if you were old enough, which Callan didn't get to do this year, is we would hike up to a little different spot, and we would put up tents and, like, have a camp out on one of the nights at camp. And that was just kind of fun because for worship, all we did was sing songs, and we did murder mysteries just before bed, which was a great idea. But that was, we were sleeping on these little tiny rocks. That was probably the worst night that I slept because they're just on nothing, just rocks.
Okay, Tessa, do you want to add to that, to the stories?
Sure. So one of my favorite parts, too, is during our camp out when we sang The Rock, all the boys would scream during some parts, and it was really fun. And then also during parts, like, you just meet, like, a bunch of good friends. And my favorite part of camp was probably getting to spend time with our cabin. And we did all these group activities together sometimes. Like, one time we had to keep a bucket up full of water with our feet. We had to take one foot off at a time and take off our socks as we did that. And we weren't allowed to use our hands. And so they just did a bunch of fun challenges to try to bring us close together and with God, which is so fun. Oh, and just for reference, she slept great every night, too.
Yeah, everybody was like, oh, it's horrible sleeping in this cabin. I'm like, okay.
So, just so everyone kind of understands, too, these young individuals, most of them have, Tessa's done this before, but this was the first time for the other two. As far as I've heard from my two, they would willingly go back again and do this over and over again. And when you visit with people who have done these things in the past at other youth events and stuff, most of these kids come back with lifelong friends. And so from what I understand, even some of these people have kept in contact with some of the ones that they have met this summer. And when you visit with people, a lot of the camp counselors were previous attendees. And a lot of the camp counselors, you see their faces again and again because they keep coming back to do this over. And so most of the time you don't see these things unless they thoroughly enjoyed their time and places. So,
they also offer like a group, which I might have to do next year, for older kids who are going into high school, and called Adventures. And basically they make their own food. They like set up tents every night and do all that type stuff every night and just kind of like are more focusing on God and the, like, nature around them and, like, the landmarks in the Black Hills. So.
Yeah, they do a lot more hands-on stuff so that the younger kids get to sleep in the cabin. They sleep in the basement, but they get real beds, apparently. I have not seen it myself, but...
And if you're scared, no one will let you, your counselor will probably be, like, really cool. Like, my counselor... His name is Micah, and he was Bethany's sister.
Brother.
And he would also tell me when he was doing those challenges. And, like, it, some of them took us 3 days, but they're all really fun. And it just kept us closer together.
And you get to do some fun things, like stargazing secretly with your counselor.
That was so scary. I thought something was going to eat us because we were sitting on the hill and they would, like, run at, like, something was going to eat us.
And from what I heard from Ellie, there's a little shop at camp, too.
Oh, yes.
Souvenirs are always one of the highlights of camp.
And they have good food.
That's really so true. Thoughts on food with G is so fun. So that's basically when they just tell you about, like, here's what you're having for lunch or breakfast.
And how many scoops you can have.
Yeah, and how many of each thing you
can have. Normally, I'll take out the most things.
But it was very well organized and fun. So.
Any questions for these young individuals? Is there anything else that they missed or that you want to know a little bit more about before we continue with me slubbering through my pages over here?
How long were you there?
3 days, maybe?
A week.
A week.
We got there Sunday night, and then we left Friday morning. Yeah.
My favorite Bible study, I think, was when our activity for that day as a cabin was we were going to go on a hike. So we hiked up to this ledge that was, like, overhanging the lake, and we were just surrounded by trees. And then we did our Bible study there instead of, like, at camp. I thought that was really fun. It was very peaceful.
On the last day on Friday, like, me and my sister...
Yes, it's so pretty there. Instead of cuss yourself to go to, it's not a bad drive.
It's like, it's like in the Black Hills. So everywhere you look, there's mountains and there's birds chirping every morning.
You would have all these different activities that you can choose up, and you can sign up for them, like canoeing or just like yard time. You can sign up for horseback riding. You can sign up what you want to do for that day, and like the morning and afternoon sessions. So that you always try to get there first. And how about Coco? It's really
I loved our my counselor. I didn't not everybody's counselor would tell them what was happening, but Bethany, she would tell us what we were gonna do that night. We had cabin meetings every night so that we knew what we were doing the next day. Which I found really helpful because I like to be a schedule person.
Was there any fishing trips or anything?
There was an activity.
I think you could sign up too.
There was like a fishing activity, I think.
But yeah. I also saw when I went hiking to go to the lunch, I saw some other kids made from another camp on fishing, but they might have been fishing.
I don't know. There might be an activity, but I never looked.
Yeah.
Did you have to do chores?
Okay. There's two different chores you could do. One was called KP, and you'd clean up all the kitchen after everyone eats and before everyone eats. And then there was one called Ranch Chores, where you'd have to clean the bathrooms. So.
That's a scary job. Because usually there's, like, three cabins, and then some people do where there's, like, the main house, where there's an arts and crafts room and an indoor space to go if it's, like, raining or something. And then, like, where they cook all the food in there. There's a bathroom in there, so one cabin would go there. Another would go to the one on the pavilion, which the pavilion's where we ate lunch, which is tables outside. And then the other cabin would go up by French Creek. What's that called? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and look at it. That's just the separate two places where
you could sleep.
There was a bathroom over there, and then you just clean the bathrooms. Some of those bathrooms are scary.
From the boys.
There's... Oh, different cabins, like, you know. So I stayed in South Florida. Adam's cabin had someone, counselor, not be there. So they had a double door cabin, and there was 12 in that cabin.
Wow.
But, so, I'm South Florida. You guys remember?
I know our response.
Horatio Ross.
Horatio Ross. So we made a thing where, for attendance, they would take attendance for your club, and... We were in the same cabin, and it was Horatio Ross. If at any time they said that name, we would say, "Si bonita,"
which means yes, beautiful.
Yes, yes, beautiful.
And we had, like, two counselors, because, so we had a girl and a boy. It was mainly supposed to be the girl, but they can't have, like, a girl in the cabin at night or anything like that. In case, like, kids wanted to get teachers there, but again, so that's in the cabin. So, we would stay with Micah, because Micah's also the horse trainer. So, we would stay at Micah with the, at night, and a girl named Maddie in the thing.
Yeah.
And it's over. Yeah.
I had a lot of fun.
Okay. Anyone have any more questions for these young individuals?
Did you have any rain while you were there?
The first night, our second activity of the day, which this was on Monday, so we did one activity, and then we had lunch, and then we did our second activity. Well, my second activity was chalk. Well, it started to rain, and so we threw all the chalk in a bucket, and then we ran up to the planning room where they would plan worship or roundup.
Yeah.
And we went up there and played all these games like Frogger, where you would sit in a circle and someone would tap someone on the shoulder and throw up in your mouth. And the person who got tapped on the shoulder would stick out their tongue.
And if you saw them stick out your tongue, that meant everybody else was flies. So if you saw someone stick out their tongue at you, then you would
just fall into the ground.
And you try to figure out who's the Frogger.
Yeah,
and
the detective.
And there's also growing up where you would cut off your scissors. And if you won, you'd be like in first grade. And if you won a second time, you'd be in second grade. And then you would go to like eighth grade.
You're trying to grab you so you could. That's how you.
There's like. There was
a lot of people because. There's just a few scattered people, and then there's the big bus. It's one church. What's that church called?
Peace
Lutheran.
Yeah.
Then a bunch of kids from Peace Lutheran come on a bus.
They're from
Like, our whole cabin was me and Ellie, and then all of them.
Except for Annalise.
She
came from Michigan.
Minnesota.
Yeah, a couple of my kids...
And when it rains, it does rain really hard.
Yeah, the windows were open in there, and it was like wet all along this one side.
If I went to it again, I would also be expecting to see all the sites that we saw last time. Like, there's a lake over on there, and then there's this like cliff thing. That's really cool.
Thanks.
What's the name of the camp?
Outlaw Ranch.
Which for Black Hills is a pretty good fitting setting and story about. Okay, thank you guys. Thanks for sharing and thanks for going. And hopefully you guys can do it again and convince other people to join you so we can fill a bus.
Yes. The bus is huge.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
So we can drive.